We've got two nice fish and some good intel for competition day. Still seeing the fish that I scouted a couple of weeks ago, so that's good. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they're there on competition day.
Interesting little interaction then. Someone called the Coast Guard and they came and met us on the beach there, saying that it was concerning that I was out in those conditions. I mean, it's not the friendliest, but there was fish out there, so I'll take dirty water full of fish as opposed to clean water with no fish any day. Back in the kitchen soon. This smaller sea bass we're going to cook over this charcoal grill that has been left at our property since we moved in. Never used it. It looks really janky, but I'm sure it will work. With this sea bass, I have knife scaled it, or sukibiki as the Japanese would say, and it means you cut the scales off the skin so you get a really dry skin, and hopefully that crisps up a lot nicer over this charcoal. And then I have reverse butterflied it so it's spread out like a toad at the moment, but essentially you are filleting it from the inside, taking out the spine, taking out the rib bones, taking out the pin bones. So all this here is just beautiful meat. Let's throw it on the grill. All I'm going to do with this fish is give it some olive oil all over on the skin. Hopefully that's going to crisp it up a lot more. Over the face, over the fins, over the tail, like so. And then sea salt. I am by no means an expert of grilling fish, but I think you don't want to move it once it's down. On the flesh side, I'm just going to brush it with a mixture of lemon juice, oregano, and olive oil. Classic thing you put over fish in Greece. Reminds us of the summer.
Oh! Is it going to get stuck?
No, that looks perfect.
The juices from the fish are bubbling up through the spine there, and it's very hot to the touch. It is cooked underneath, and it's released from the grill. As much as I can see, we've done a little test before, but now the tricky part is trying to get it to come off in one piece. Now what? Do you think you can put the camera down? With a little bit of teamwork, we managed to put this plate on top of the flesh side and then flip it up that way. Didn't film it because it was a very tricky situation, but I'm absolutely stoked with the result of this. You can see the skin is blistered and it's crunchy. You can hear it. Absolutely beautiful. Can't wait to tuck into this. Little hint of lemon. I did a fish on a barbecue and it didn't stick. And it tastes freaking amazing. You're gonna love this. Thanks so much for watching. I appreciate each and every one of you out there that is watching the videos recently, commenting, liking, and sharing with your friends. We're gonna tuck into the rest of this, but we'll see you soon on the next adventure.